Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Okay, you guys, we had a last minute reschedule. My original guest decided that his body needed to rest. He's got a little bug in his body. So we will get that all rescheduled. And of course, I truly believe everything happens for a reason, and kind of live my life that way. And so does my guest. And I'm super excited. So good morning, everybody, to the Pacific Northwest. Benny, good morning. How are you?
Hi there, doing well. Happy November.
Happy November.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. November 1, that's right. Welcome. Welcome aboard to the November train, brothers and sisters. I love this. All right. We are live in the Pacific Northwest. If you are driving and enjoying this conversation, we love you. And even if you are watching on YouTube, we love you there too. If you are joining us after the live show in the podcast world, we love you as well. For those of you listening live right now and would like to join us on YouTube, all you got to do is go to YouTube and type in 1150 AM. We are simultaneously broadcasting video on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Is that correct, Benny? Yep, that is it, aka Benny Ma Superstar. And what else am I, what else was I going to say? It's snowing. I'm in Bend. And it's snowing. What's it doing in the Pacific Northwest, Benny?
Just cloudy. Nothing crazy.
Just cloudy.
Yeah, yeah. Mild.
Mild.
Everyone's recovering from yesterday's sugar rush.
Oh, that's right. Halloween.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't want to throw snow at everybody else on top of that. It'll freak them out.
Yeah, I celebrated Halloween on Saturday.
I think a lot of people celebrated it all weekend long. So,
well, no, it. I celebrated, and my body's not used to that.
Oh, that type of celebration.
Okay. 48 hours to recover.
So what costume did you provide, or did you dress up?
It was a gladiator warrior costume.
Ooh, like 80s nice. Gladiator style, like American Gladiator type stuff?
No, baby.
Oh, like, man, the other gladiator.
Fur,
I tried.
The fur and like the fur and the, I can't okay. even say it. The yeah. fur.
Like 300. Like 300.
Yeah, like 300. Yeah, yeah. Can you see the
it's blurry.
Video, Benny?
It's You'll
blurry.
Post a picture.
It's not coming in.
Yeah, it's no, okay.
Dang. Well, it's on the social media. It turned
it's
out really
on
good.
The social
and I actually
media.
Went to a local restaurant meeting some friends, and I'm sitting at the bar and I'm in this full garb, you know, furs and leather and straps on my head and feeling it. And yeah, everybody else was feeling it too. They're like,
because they're like, that's the girl with the boots and the fur. Oh, wait, that's the wrong song.
And the
wait,
fur. That's
totally.
The song.
Wrong.
I know, I loved it, but it was super fun. And then we went to a local spot, some girlfriends. Mm-hmm. They're a beautiful couple, and they're like, they had champagne galore going. And I love my champagne. And when it's poured, I have to remember to switch with water because it just is.
Oh, one on one.
Bubblies and stuff. Anyways, it was a beautiful time. It was safe and fun and
good.
Exciting and all
that's
that
all
good
matters.
Stuff. Yeah. All right, you guys. Let's jump in. We're talking intimacy, and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to unpack and define and suggest and love and educate, unpacking this whole conversation about intimacy and relationships, what that looks like. Intimacy on a whole new level. You guys have heard me talk about that multiple times. And intimacy on a whole new level for me and my beautiful guests, it is about intimacy and self-love and self-care for yourself. And of course, it can go into the bedroom and other kind of sexual stuff as well. But we're going to start with the unpacking of the emotions and what that all looks like. And I have Alana with me today. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I got this last minute invitation to take the space of sending lots of healthy blessings to
yes.
your prior guest.
Yeah,
right.
Me too.
And thank you that we get a chance to reconnect sooner than later.
And I think Alana was at the same party. She's wearing her fur still. See?
I am.
Oh, she looks so
she hasn't
good.
Slept. She's been, it's the whole partying all weekend long. She still going strong. So yummy. Look at her go. Look at her
yummy,
go.
Yummy, this yummy. Is my. This is my latest thrift store find from Lander, Wyoming, where I've moved to.
Right.
Actually, I got this in Riverton, pretty close. But yeah, I'm loving the fur here. And it's back to my Pacific Northwest roots, actually. I was born in Vancouver and I was raised in Kamloops, BC.
Hey.
So hello to all my peeps there.
Hello.
But I hopped
we have a lot of Canadians that listen and call in and tune in. Yeah. Oh, a lot. Yeah.
Fantastic. All the way across. Hello to my Canucks.
Yes.
Yeah. I hopped on Uncle Phil's 18-wheeler semi when I was 19 years old from Vancouver. And I made it to LA to be a dancer. I had been a dancer since I was 5 years old. And I didn't want to take over my dad's pharmacy, Pratt's Pharmacy, the little drugstore with the big heart.
So I was
raised to live in my heart, but I didn't want to be a pharmacist. And blessings to dad, but he had a little too much fun being a pharmacist with all the drugs and the alcohol. And I didn't want that either. So he's dry now. So good for dad.
Good for dad.
Yeah. But I went from LA and I was talented enough and I was a dancer since I was 5 years old. So I thought that's what I'm going to do. I was going to get a job on a cruise line and then I'm going to figure my life out. But that didn't happen. I failed because I was talented enough, brave enough, but I didn't have that visa, that working visa. So I ended up going to Japan. I went all the way over to Japan to be a dancer. And this is where the whole I'm an intimacy expert. So just a little credibility here and then I'll continue the story. So I've got 6 books. I've been an intimacy expert for 20 years. I have interviewed probably over 850 people on my Radio Show Now podcast, Whoopi Goldberg, Alanis Morissette, lots of big names. I graduated Ivy League from Columbia University in New York City. And my podcast is called Intimate Conversations, as I said. And I love answering people's questions about intimacy. I've got over 5 million views on my YouTube channel. And so I love to help people heal from heartbreak and live unapologetically and attract a like vibrational life. That's a life with your partner, a life with your career, a life with your colleagues, your friends, all of it. That if we don't have that intimacy, into me, I see, if we don't have that ability to be with our truth, open our heart in the face of anything, live in our hips, our soul, our truth, we tend to spin in our head. And that's certainly what I did. So I became an intimacy expert because I needed my own help. I suppose you could
you
say.
You and me both, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth, right?
Yeah.
I've had 2 divorces. What we most need to learn.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And that allows me to be both credible and vulnerable. So yes. I've had 2 divorces, had a 12-year custody battle. And I remember the worst of that 12-year custody battle is when our son came to my house. It wasn't even my custodial day, but he packed up all his clothes and he said, I'm living with dad. Because it's the only way I can have peace. And it was true. That's what stopped his dad from taking me to court yet again. But I had to take the high road. I had to take the high road. And so I'd lost everyone. I'd lost my house, my savings. I was in $250,000 of debt. But I still had my son. And then my son left and went to live with his dad. So I had no one and no thing anymore. I'd lost it all. But what I realized is the real one I'd lost was me. Mm-hmm. That the real one I was seeking all along was me. And so what I ended up telling my staff when this went down, when my son went to live with his dad, okay, I need a house in the middle of nowhere because I'm going to have a nervous breakdown, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and then Monday through Thursday, I'm going to work. Okay. And we're going to figure out how to heal this hurt and figure out, because the only one in common, Sue, with all of this was me. And I didn't want to admit that. And I didn't know what to do about that. And so I've discovered over the last 20 years, I've developed 10 Alana Pratt Method processes, and they're deeper than your average talk therapy. Because what I've learned with quantum psychology, spiritual technology, somatic integration, experiential learning, is that our mind, our conscious mind, 5%, 8% of what we're aware of, right? And most of us are really good. We'll read a book. We'll try to talk with a therapist of what we're cognitively aware of. But that's so small. In terms of the wounds, the unhealed wounds, the traumas, the triggers, why we're attracted to sociopaths, like this kind of thing, why we have another business partner that screws us over. We're not cognitively choosing that. And so we need to forgive ourselves and deepen our intimate relationship with ourselves and go into the unconscious, which is about 95% of what's going on. It's a vibration. I'm a big nerd. I interview a lot of quantum physicists on my show.
Yes.
That is the vibration that is attracting the pain, the suffering, those patterns in our lives.
Yes.
And if we're willing to be brave enough and humble enough to go, okay, I give. I can't figure this out. It must be a blind spot. It must be unconscious. Those are what I've personally done and healed. And I don't think we ever get there. Healing is probably a better way of saying it. And what I'm able to do for my clients is get under the hood into those wounds and heal them once and for all. And not just heal them to get rid of them, because you can't get rid of a part of you. It's a part of you. But you can integrate and process that wounded part of you into confidence, discernment, receptivity, surrender, yumminess, joy,
juiciness, all of that this. Juiciness.
Yeah. And then that very same vibration that was attracting wackos is now going to attract incredibly trustworthy, honoring, respectful people, because you've taken the time to slow down and honor and respect you, not criticize you for being the only one in common with all of these messed up relationships.
Sticky stuff.
Yeah.
Sticky stuff.
Yeah. So
and remember a minute ago, you were talking about forgiveness. And I think that's really important as we give you guys adjectives to describe. And that's what we're doing, is we're giving you adjectives to describe because it's a conversation. My plea to you is not to be attached to those emotions. Yes, feel them, let them out. That's part of the healing process, right? You were talking about, you know, working Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, it's done. I'm going to go hide out and do my healing with you on that 100%, sister, because you've got to show up, you know, and then you got to show up for yourself. Where I was going with all of this is having those times and those moments of forgiveness and not going down that rabbit hole of the shames and the guilts. Can we kind of have that conversation and unpack that a little bit for everybody?
Yeah. Forgiveness is not a thought. Mm. You can say, I forgive you, I forgive me, I forgive all day long. We cannot truly embody forgiveness as a thought or even a little happy vision board image. Look at me forgiving everybody. That's not enough either. It requires thought. It does require it, but it's not enough. It does require images, but it's not enough. It also requires the integration of emotions and body sensations. And so what I've learned and what I teach is that as we feel, as you said, the emotion, we want to be able to allow it to move through along with the body sensations, along with the wisdom that the mind will provide, along with the images that the mind will provide. It's an integrative, holistic processing and integrating and healing experience, so that emotion that might have started as shame isn't just gone, because you can't get rid of it, but it's like alchemy from lead to gold. That shame will turn into first probably like allowance, and then like awareness, and then it'll turn into wisdom of what that whole experience was really about, for you to learn how to maybe speak up or have healthier boundaries or let go of attachment to the result or define your worth from your essence, not your accomplishments. It's going to teach you something. So the actual forgiveness isn't just saying, oh, spiritual bypass. Oh, everything happens for a reason and everything's love and light. No, I'm sorry. No, that's not enough. That's called sprinkles on top of the ice cream cone of crap.
It's not. And so many people stop, you know, they have that. They just stop. They're like, oh, I'm not doing that. Denial, workaholicisms, all the isms, right?
They're I call those emotional band-aids. Yeah. They don't work. But with all due respect, if you aren't guided, like I didn't know how to do it on my own.
Yes.
Sitting on in that cabin, you know, doing my nervous breakdown every weekend and working every week, it got me further, but it really got me more on the path of there's got to be more. I'm super smart, Ivy League grad. I've done all these courses. It's still not resolved. What is going on?
What's going on?
And so as I've been taught and now teach I have Atlanta Prep Method coaches as well. As I take my clients through these processes, what we discover is that it's not about getting rid of the emotion. And it's not about feeling it to get rid of the emotion. It's really leaning in, sitting in the fire with curiosity of like, show me the path home. Show me in my body why this occurred, and how it was meant to awaken dormant evolutionary qualities within my soul required to live my purpose on this planet. It was never against me. It was always for me, but again, not as a thought, as an embodied integration. And I don't know how to explain it other than you think let's say you're a house and you've got your first floor and you maybe got the upper floor, your mind, upper floor, maybe the main floor is your heart. There's this basement in your hips that when you begin to integrate these capacities, it's like the bottom opens up and you know things before you think. You are safe inherently. Your discernment is multidimensional. You feel like you're making love with life. You feel so rich and full. And people don't F with you. They just, you walk into a room and they're like, oh no, that one's a live one. That one knows, that one's got her own back. That one doesn't need me to say something nice to feel good enough. I can't manipulate this person. This person isn't defining their worth through their accomplishments and achievements, although they've accomplished and achieved a lot. They're whole, they're home, and they're magnetic. I want what she's having. I want what he's having.
Right? Totally. Yeah.
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 The work works.
What is it when Harry met Sally? I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean you don't feel pain anymore. I think that's right. Another misconception when we do
yes,
the work.
Thank you.
That we have all these integrated emotions. We're more confident than we've ever been. We're making more money than we ever have. We're living our purpose. We're happy for no reason. We're happy when we wake up. We don't need to wait to accomplish things or someone tells us we're good enough to be happy. Yep. Happy isn't an outside job. It's an inside job. So is intimacy. It's an inside job.
Intimacy.
But that doesn't mean we're void of feeling pain or sorrow. The only thing is we're not going to push it away this time. We're not going to make that, I call it little you. We're not going to make little you wrong for feeling what it is to feel on a planet. And so we come home to center faster. We get back into alignment and grace faster. There's no goal of, I'm just going to be happy all the time and never feel pain again. Like that's the illusion. Or I met the one and now we don't have to do any more work. We're just going to be happy forever. No, you're not. You're going to get triggered more than you were single, sister. Yeah. Because there's going to be a whole other level of wounds that arise when you're in relationship. Okay. So we never get there. So let's let go of trying to get there. And what is it about this moment that's actually perfect? Not when we lose 10 pounds or make more money or find the guy or do whatever. Like once you get there, there's that equal pain and pleasure in every moment. There's equal challenge and support in every moment. And a lot of the metaphysical spiritual bypassing doesn't want to believe that or go there because they think one day I'll be enough. No.
Okay. Wait, audience is saying, wait a minute. What's bypassing? What define that?
Bypassing is when you don't do the deep inner work and you stop at, I don't know, 70 or 80% because you're feeling a little relief. Okay. That's enough. That's enough. Now I'll be happy. But the reason why you know you're spiritual bypassing is the next person you date is another narcissist. Or you get triggered by we're going into the holidays. You get triggered by family. If you get triggered, you know you're spiritually bypassing because you haven't done the work all the way. Because some outside person or circumstance is able to take you off your center and trigger you. If that's the case, you haven't done all the work. They've still got the power. And my intention is that no one and no thing and no circumstance ever has power over me. And we literally embody that place of potency, grace, love, light, oneness, all. These are some words to describe. It's beyond state. This is another thing that I attract people. So I attract people that have done therapy forever and ever and it hasn't worked. And I say, I get it. Because you're only dealing with one of the four elements, thought.
Right.
Yes. A little emotion time to time, but we need image, thought, emotion, body, sensation. So I attract those kind of people. And I also attract people who've been really attracted to the rah, rah of motivational seminars. And need to get in state. I'm like, yeah, how much energy does that take? Yeah, a lot. And I go, and how do you feel if you don't do your 10 affirmations and jump around and all the time? I feel scared. I go, got it. So again, spiritual bypassing, it hasn't been integrated. If you require all of that rah, rah, exhausting all the time to stay happy. No, it's not an outside in job, people. It's inside out. And it's not for the faint of heart. I'll be honest. It's for the brave.
Big time. Yeah. Big, brave it's work, for the brave. Sister. Big, big, brave work.
Yeah. Mm. But it's so worth it because you begin
so
to
worth it.
Make love with the divine. You get to
the
penetrate
light and the heart orgasms. And guys, we're talking energetic frequency orgasms and heart opening like you have never, ever, ever experienced in your life. And if you're sitting there going,
what are they talking about?
What in the heck are they talking about?
Yeah.
Just trust us. It's amazing. And it takes a level of commitment, tenacity, resilience. Holy shiitake, I got to get over myself. I've just lost myself. It is all of that and honoring all of that in you. That's really important. And just like you were saying a second ago, Alana, about the bypassing and keep going. It's, you know, that the crossing the bridge of initiation within yourself. And it is all within yourself. It has to be, you know, if you want things to change, you have to change, right?
Yeah.
Not totally. Anybody else's responsibility. And
it's fun to blame. It is.
Oh,
it
it's is. Fun to blame. Let's, you know what? Let's go back to trigger.
It just doesn't work.
Oh, no. So in my past relationship, the trigger, this was the comment that I had, and some clients and audience, they'll recognize this within themselves. Would you please effing stop that? You are triggering me. And I'd be like, No, that's not their job.
That's your job, baby. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Let's unpack that, because there's people on both sides going, oh, I've said that. Or, oh, yeah, I've been a, you know, receiver of that. Let's have that conversation. Could we please?
Yeah. Mm. So ownership of our own stuff. Blaming of others is really just a, like a tea kettle where you let off a bit of the steam. Blaming is just letting off a little bit of the steam rather than using that steam to sit in your own fire and process your own wounds. We just sort of disperse. We disperse what we don't want to deal with, and we project it onto others and make them responsible for our happiness. That is the definition of a victim. Okay. Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes. So taking ownership that they indeed are, okay, I can acknowledge that they're being annoying. I can acknowledge that. But and our inability to sit and just be aware of that and not let it trigger us, that's our job. That is our job. So it's that behavior is triggering something in us where we don't feel safe. We don't feel good enough. We don't feel appreciated. We don't feel worthy. It's something in us that they are a gift, an annoying gift, but a gift to go, oh, I'm not home with myself because somehow I've given away my safety, my worth, my approval, something to their opinion of me or the way that they behave. So if I said to you some, I don't know what your triggers are, but if I said you have three heads and you're purple, and you'd be like, okay,
I like my three heads. I like my purple. Thanks.
I don't really quite get it. So it's not triggering you. It's an odd comment.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense. But if there's something in you where you doubt your ability to generate money, if you doubt your ability to be, or your beauty, if you doubt your beauty, if you doubt your intelligence, if I say, well, you don't know how to figure that out, or, well, that's a little bit of a muffin top around your waist, isn't it? Or if I say something really mean like that, that you actually believe has a sliver of truth, it'll trigger you. But if you love your body as a divine temple, and you can say whatever, I can say whatever I want to say about it, but you're like, okay, but I love my body. Or if you know that you and money, you have an intimate relationship with money, and you and money are one, you're like best friends. And I say, oh, I don't know about that money. You're really losing some money there. And you don't have that intimate relationship with money. You're going to get triggered into fear, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't really believe you're smart enough, intelligent enough, clever enough. And I say, well, that was kind of that was an okay podcast, or that was an okay article. When we get triggered around worth or beauty or money or intelligence or safety, any of these things, that's a gift to go, oh, I have more work to do on the inside. To come home on the inside, to know my infinite, perfectly imperfect nature.
I love that.
So that home. I can be untouchable and not let things trigger me. So during the holiday season, if Aunt Martha says, you're still single, right? So Aunt Martha, thank you. Because if that doesn't trigger you, yep, single. I just bought my 10th vibrator. I'm good, Aunt Martha. Thanks. That's super great.
Good.
You know, then you're good. You're good. But so if you're like, Aunt Martha, and then you go, wow, maybe I'll die alone. Maybe I'm not lovable. Maybe no one will ever.
The rabbit hole. Yeah.
Right. Then that's a gift to go, oh, I have more work to do on the inside to come home to me. Mm-hmm. And that's the deep intimate work that I do to find that wholeness. Because here's what I've discovered. When people start to work with me and they have this dissonance, this disassociation, this separateness on the inside to money, to love, to their body, to the divine. So many people don't even know how to trust themselves. They can't even hear themselves.
They don't even know what that means. I know self-love and trust within myself because there was so much external things coming at me, victimhood, doing to me, victimhood.
Yeah.
I then thought I could not trust my choices and behaviors, right?
Right.
It's that external back and forth. Please.
Trust.
Yes.
Intimacy is an inside job, and so is trust an inside job. It's not about trusting others, because all we can trust them to be is who they are. That's basically what we can do.
Just show up who you are, please. You know.
Well, but yeah, but this trusting of others does not come from the mind, does not come from trying to manipulate situations while simultaneously blaming ourselves for having made mistakes in the past. There is all this integration work through the heart down into the hips, the soul, where we have discernment, pre-thought, where we know what we know and we can trust ourselves. And we can feel at peace in our skin. And we know that God, the divine, has our back. That is our birthright. That is a really fun, sexy, empowered way to live. But if we don't,
it's the juicy stuff.
Right. And then someone says, oh, well, you're still single. You're probably no one's ever going to be into you. And you have that sliver of truth in you. That's the work. That is the work to come home to.
It's the gift. It's the gift. I love how you say that. And I'm a big proponent on language and how we talk to ourselves and the language that we use. And it's a contrast, you know, and I say that language because it's still a learning lesson. And I want to take the sting out of said situation. That doesn't mean I'm in denial. That just says I'm choosing a different frequency in my body and my language internally and externally, right? So if I'm having a bad day or a good day, I'm like, it's a contrast. My time to learn. All right. Or my time to let go. I'm leaning in and making myself more in that heightened awareness so I can show up bigger, better, greater, you know, expanded, not I'm better than you. Hell no, that's just,
it's not about that's better or worse. That's the third dimension. Fifth dimension is win-win, right?
Yes.
Collaborative, right? But you bring up a really good point that I don't want to bypass. I had the honor of leading a guided meditation for the annual HeartMath conference. And then I got to interview like Roland McCready and all the cool scientists on my podcast.
HeartMath. Yes,
love HeartMath. So here's what HeartMath has taught us. So they have this thing called Inner Balance. You hook it up to your phone. I recommend this because it's a teaching tool to do exactly what Sue just said. If it's a great day or a challenging day, we can stay in our heart in what's called coherence. Coherence is a state where your mind and your heart, your body, your feelings, your emotions are in alignment. So here's what I thought. I thought I was wrong. I make mistakes all the time. So I thought that the way to coherence was appreciation and gratitude, which it is, and love and joy and all this kind of stuff. And I watched the little meter of coherence go up in appreciation. But here's the thing, on the tough days, that's fake. That's spiritual bypassing on some days. Okay.
Yes.
On some days, people have been really mean and maybe somebody's died or maybe one of my employees' child has died. There's stuff that you're not supposed to go, well, let's just be grateful that they died. Right. Like literally 2 weeks ago, honey, one of my clients, her daughter, took her life, like OD'd, and there's two little kids. And now grandma is taking care of a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. She didn't make it to the group call that week. So I believe that to get results, I do private coaching, group coaching, and retreats. There's a combination of these elements that create the best results for my clients. I've been doing this for 20 years. So she didn't make it to the group call. And I told everybody what happened. And I said, and the reason why I'm telling you now before she comes on the call next week is we all need to integrate this shock. We in as a society in general don't know really what to say when somebody dies. Oh, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Like, it's not what people want to hear. Or it all happened for a reason, that my effing daughter just died. Shut up, right? So I helped them first integrate their true feelings. And some of them were guilt. Oh my God, I was supposed to have a call with her last week and I rescheduled. Oh, I feel bad about that. Or I saw a little Facebook post about that, but I ignored it. I pushed it away. I didn't want to deal with it. Or, oh my God, I haven't been a good parent. You know, I haven't been there for my kids. Or, oh my God, I haven't lived my purpose yet and life is precious. And it brought up all this stuff. So I helped them all process it all the way through. And then I got them to say, okay, between now and next week, how can we harness this news for you to be more you? So that by the time she came on the call the next time, they could hear her and not try to say all the silly stuff that doesn't make a difference when we go into shock, right? We haven't integrated it yet, right? So they were able to say truth. And I said, sometimes what you need to say is, I don't know what to say, but I'm here. And don't call me if you need me, because who in a state of like devastation is going to pick up the phone and call? I will call you. I need you to tell me to stop calling you. I need you to tell me to send you glitter or food, or what do you need? Like, I'm just going to be like a bit of a loving nag. Just help me help you. Don't wait for the devastated person to reach out. So we learned so much about this, and they shared with her their true thoughts, even if the thoughts was, I don't know what to say. And then they said, and this is how what's happened to you has impacted and awakened my life this week. I had dinner with my kids. I let go of that employee that wasn't honoring me out of fear that no one else would replace them. I was brave because of you. And then we finally got to her sharing, and she got to share things that aren't politically correct, that in general, she shouldn't share how mad she is at God, that she had her whole retirement plan. And this is not the plan, that your kid dies and that I take over when I'm in my 60s, a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. And we gave her space to just be real and received without judgment. So this is, I don't even know where we got on that subject, but
because we needed to. It's beautiful. It's
okay.
Divine.
So this is another example of intimacy that we can be with ourselves, we can be within community, and we can be more because of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for the work that I do, this facilitating space that I hold, my own dark night of the souls that I sit in, and I'm vulnerable with them. It's really just about being safe with intensity. And when we can do this, what happens is we expand our capacity to be with life. If we can be with a little more pain, a little more discomfort, a little more unknown, a little more uncertainty, and stay present and not blame ourselves or blame others, not check out, but check in and become more resilient and heart open. You know what it does on the other side of the scale? The orgasms get bigger.
And bigger. And bigger. Just... And with that, hang on.
Oh,
because we got to take a commercial break, babe.
Oh, okay.
It's live radio.
Let's orgasm over the break, everybody. Okay.
Oh, we're going to orgasm over the break. Join us over on YouTube. We are going to keep, orgasming on intimacy and all this yummy stuff. Benny, thank you very much. You guys will be right back. Join us over on YouTube. Hey there, everyone. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. You also know me as the host and creator of the Gratitude Cafe. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch. All you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com, sign up for the newsletter. And I am creating vitality, abundance, and resilience. I want you to win in life and to reclaim, rediscover, redesign the authentic and genuine you. If that sounds juicy and yummy, come over, let's have a conversation, sign up for the newsletter and or the coaching program and the C2C live online program. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Saving Great Animals, a Seattle-based dog rescue organization, matches families with dogs that are the best fit. Dogs that come from overcrowded animal control shelters, from abandonment or neglect. The key to Saving Great Animals' success is a trial adoption program, including training and counsel as needed. This way, you know you have the right dog before the adoption is final. Saving Great Animals relies solely on donations, so please visit SavingGreatAnimals.org today.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Station, we're back with intimacy expert Miss Alana Pratt, and I'm going to, will you give out your I was going to say zip code, and I don't know why. Don't give your zip code. How about just your website?
I live in Wyoming. I'd rather you not stalk me, though. That'd be super great.
My website is my name.
Alana, yes. ALANAPRATT.com. And I want to also say /quiz. I have an intimacy blind spot assessment there, because as we're talking, obviously, and probably a lot of the viewers and listeners are very intelligent people. They're on the personal growth path. They're doing the work. But as we said in segment one, we are only aware of maybe 5-8% of our conscious mind. And if there's a pattern, and I invite us to get even more vulnerable with a story here in a moment that I can share. When there's a pattern, even though you're bright and intelligent and you're doing the work and you're putting in all the time and you're still having that, you're still pushing away the intimacy, love, and connection you desire. Let's just call it that. Okay. The intimacy,
now,
love.
Wait, Alana, let's talk about that, because if you're pushing away or you're because there's two different things. And I say that because of my personal, what I'm going through right now. I'm not allowing it in because I know personally I'm not prepared for it. So I want to have that discernment and conversation with the audience and you too, because I want to hear from the professional, because I'm like, yes, there's intimacy. And I know for myself, I'm not prepared internally to have a relation with the external person because I'm still working on me, if that makes sense.
I think so. Okay. So there's the awareness that we're pushing away love, connection, intimacy. And then there's the awareness that I don't know why. Or there's the awareness of I want to be alone. I want to push this away. So there's various levels of awareness around this. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. And I want to just sprinkle in, you have permission to have all of that, you guys. We're just going to dive into the intimacy conversation, correct? Of receiving love.
Yeah. I don't think it's wise to ever push away love, intimacy, and connection. We can be at choice whether we want that to be in somebody in our bedroom or if we don't want to date or not. But if we're going to push away love, we're going to push away money.
No, not that. Yeah. Okay.
If we're going to push away connection, we're going to push away miracles.
Yeah.
If we're going to push away intimacy, we're going to push away an intimate relationship with ourselves. So we always want to be, I recommend that we choose to be capable and open of nonstop love, connection, and intimacy with the universe.
Okay, we get just to choose. Separated. That was brilliant. Yeah. Yes.
We get to choose whether we want to date or not, or have sex or not, or all those other kind of things. Or I'd like 5 clients, not 10. We get to choose all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But if you close the aperture of your flow, like a figure eight of love, intimacy, and connection with yourself and with the universe, you're really screwing your bottom line. You're really screwing your ability to receive magic, ease, and flow. It's going to be hard. It's going to come from fear. You're going to be strategizing and I don't want to get hurt and I better not. And it's going to make life really heavy. So you can be totally, well, not that I recommend being totally alone sitting in a cave for 30 years, but if you wanted to be and not have a relationship or anything, you could still have total openness of love, intimacy, and connection with yourself and the divine, and literally be alone, but not lonely. Right. So I encourage that. So that's what that quiz will show you, because it's actually broken down into relationship with yourself, relationship with the universe, and relationship with another. Because to me, intimacy isn't just bow chicka bow bow, although I love bow chicka bow bow. This is really about our birthright of being in communion with the divine, communion with our body, right? Communion with nature. We get to feel juicy and alive, whole and complete, safe and secure, just being. That's what I'm talking about.
Miss Alana, I love this conversation because...
I love your earrings. Can I just say that one more time? I like earrings.
Yes, you can. Yes, a local artist. I love
my
feathers.
Oh, so lovely.
Lovely, I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt and go fashion.
No, I want to run around naked with just my feathers. And I can do that if I want to.
You can. in the snow.
And it's permission for everybody, right?
Keep going. So that was a really juicy moment. So tell me more. What's awakening in you?
Well, in me, and also the awareness in recognizing how closed off I was in my past relationship not having the awareness to even communicate needs, desires, wants because of trauma.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's really important. And the trauma brain and some other trauma brain, trauma body, trauma heart.
100%.
Trauma energy. To me, like you, it is all of it, because you can't just have one without the other. And I find that I love the word liberation.
Freedom, liberation. Yeah.
Sovereignty. Freedom. Yes. And that has been over the last 3-4 years. One of my anchor words, liberation, authentic and genuine, right? What liberating your energy, liberating your love for yourself, you know, and also attracting that within your life. And that's exactly what you are providing. And I absolutely love it. And not only that, what is even more vital, because you can go to all these workshops and the stuff, and if you don't feel safe, if you do not feel safe, heard, you're not going to listen. You're just not going to open up. And that is
You don't have the capacity to receive.
None. Receive, hear, it's just not going to happen.
Correct.
And that is the polar opposite of what you provide. Complete safe container and vulnerability. What is so special. That is so special. I mean, you ooze it even just from interviews and conversations. So I just love that. Let's go back to the quiz. Audience, I will put all this information on my website, because for those of you that are driving, I don't want you to,
keep your eyes on the road and
keep your eyes on the
hearts
road.
Open to the conversation. We take care of you
heart
later.
Open to the conversation. What is intuitively coming up for you now, Miss Alana?
I want to share a story, actually. So I'm thinking of a client who I met a year prior. So I do speeches, I do podcasts, and so she saw me speak and she was like, okay, wow, we need to work together. But she wasn't quite ready. She needed to wait for her husband to have an affair, apparently, in order to do the work. So she knew it wasn't working, but she wasn't willing to do any work about it. Let's just keep spinning, and she has a great attitude and she's gorgeous and she's successful and all. So she was just focusing on all of that. La, 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 la. We could just say not slowing down to have an intimate relationship with herself, because if she did, it would hurt and she didn't want to hurt. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay?
And she didn't know what to do about it, because she didn't have the processes that I take clients through to integrate the hurt into your power. Who would want to hurt? I don't want to hurt either. Okay. So I'm not asking people to feel, to just hurt and go, okay, well, that was a great session. You want to pay me? No.
I know. No, thank you.
No. We feel for a very short period of time, but a potent period of time, we feel through the shame, the hill, the pain, the terror. I mean, terror of letting go. Okay. Yeah. Terror of, is God really there? Is there anything actually holding my back? Is anything even listening? Right. Do I matter? Do I belong? Like all this stuff. Right. So we felt through all of this, through these quantum psychology processes, into, oh, I am enough, like an embodiment, not a thought. Whoa, I can speak up. I can navigate intensity. I am bigger than my circumstances, not as a thought, as an embodiment. So anyways, she finally said, okay, well, now he's cheated on me. Now it's time to go through, I'm forced to go through this. I go, okay, are we ready to do the work? She's like, I'm ready. So I always work with people for a year, because I'm not interested in relief. I'm interested in lasting change. So, and I'm also interested in the safety that the community provides, because we can actually go farther, faster together in a community. With retreats, et cetera.
Collective energy, all at
totally. Yes. Collective genius arises. Like I'm pretty good at what I do, but I'm quite humbled when something occurs in a group that has nothing to do with me. I'm the facilitator of the energy, right?
Yes.
But I'm just like, so it's been very good for me to get off my thinking I'm so great, and I am, but I'm also nothing. And the community
humbled
provides
going,
everything.
Oh, that was amazing. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So the story is what happened to her once we started to do the work, literally within a flight. So we said yes in Mexico, where I was speaking. And she's like, okay, I'm willing to do the work. Choice, people, choice changes realities. Guess who she met on the flight home, who it's officially been a year now? Her new guy, literally sitting beside him. And he lived an hour away from me back when I used to live in Utah. Crazy shit.
Stop. I have got goosebumps. Stop.
Yeah. No, I love this.
No, I mean, keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah. Okay. So now, but who she was being and who he was being was the old wound. So we needed to do the work over the year of her coming home to her, forgiving herself. Yes, her ex as well, but really forgiving herself for not leaving 10 years prior, probably.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Forgiving herself for things that occurred that she felt ashamed of, you know, 10 years prior to that in the relationship. So a lot of deep intimate work with herself that allowed this relationship, a new kind of relationship. And I'll call it from soulmate to heartmate. That's the name of my app, Heartmates. So to me, a soulmate is I'm half broken, you're half broken. Will you complete me? Jerry Maguire, right? So that you're the source of my happiness and my worth. Okay, that's a soulmate relationship. I know that doesn't work. Two divorces. Yeah, let's all vomit. Into a heartmate, heart-centered, whole, coherent relationship where I'm whole. I am not perfect, but I'm whole because I'm willing to take 100% responsibility for my life. And so are you. And now let's come together in a heart-centered, heartmate relationship where one and one isn't even two. It's one and one is infinity. So that's what the two of them have been creating over the last year. Were we able to manifest the best divorce settlement ever? She got both of the houses and a lot of money and everything was, yeah. So yes, we manifested that. And at my retreat, she's been trying to fund this company, $10 million. Guess when she's been trying for 2 years. Guess when the $10 million came in? During my retreat.
Of course it did.
Okay. Of course. And that wasn't during private calls with me. That was the community. Right? And the
collective energy. Right. Yes.
So all these pieces over the last year, she's got the company funded. She didn't even have to go to court. It was like mediation. Everything was cool. And we're still a little bit working on this one to not be triggered by the woman he chose, who he had the affair with. We're almost there. That one's taking a little bit longer because that woman's around her kids and all the rest of it. And yeah, it's triggering her mother. Am I a good enough mother? Because she does know that all those years where she was in denial of herself that led to his affair and the divorce and everything, she probably wasn't the most present mom either.
Yep.
Because she wasn't present with herself. If you don't have an intimate relationship with yourself, you can't have one with your kids or your body or your marriage or your business or any of this stuff, right? So we're resolving. So we're not there yet. She just actually yesterday renewed for another year. We did a VIP in Jackson Hole a couple weeks ago with her new man. Yeah. And the new life they're creating as a power couple, like true, a conscious power couple. Like it's just so beautiful, the work we do. But I got to say how brave this woman is to face and feel and forgive and embody and have her worth not be, I mean, she's really gorgeous, but not be her beauty. And she's really wealthy, but it not be her wealth. And she's really accomplished, but it not be her accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And to be enough, even though she's made some mistakes and fallen down a few times and had to clean up a few messes and make up for the damage done. She's still worthy, like literally uncollapsing worth and accomplishments into two categories. Accomplishments and achievements come and go. So does the size of our ass or our bank account or whatever, right? It comes and goes, okay? But our worth, we are raised to have them together so that we can be manipulated people and we are kept in fear. No, 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 not on my watch. Uncollapse them. So her worth is her worth. I am that I am. That's the end of the sentence. Right. And for her to continue. And that's a practice. That's not a destination. That is a practice because we will be triggered every single day to think our worth is all these outside things. So that's why the community, that is why the weekly group calls, that is why the private calls with me, that is why the retreat and the VIPs, like all the pieces that I put into place. She is rocking her game. And then he's now creating a company and she's supporting him. And they're just like, but I got to say that it's, you got to do the work. You got to be in it for the lifestyle of it, not the one and done or the staying attached to the results, but then how she inspires others.
Yep.
Right. And then how the other woman who lost her daughter a couple of weeks ago inspired her. And now she's got to sit in the fire with her kids. It's just we're all better together.
I know. I love that. I love that. And audience, we're talking about community and collaborative energy and literally my ears are buzzing. So divine and energies and frequencies are happening.
Shivers over having, here.
Having the example, going back to community and having the example, once you see that example, you've got a new neural pathway. You have this possibility. And I think the container, I know within that container, the power, the energy, the love, just what other adjectives can we use to describe? I mean, you have to get in the container. You have to get there, right? I mean, it's just.
And the container being your body, And we can't hear our instincts, our intuition, and we can't trust ourselves, which occurs down in the hips and the soul, if our heart is wounded and closed and not coherent. So the heart, I think the field of the heart is like, what is it, 60 times farther and more powerful than the field of the brain, okay? So it's to really honor, it's not woo-woo, to honor the scientific power of a coherent, open heart. And we can get into, I think I said this before, but I forgot what I was saying before. Okay, so long loop from segment one, back to the moment. So we can get coherent through appreciation and gratitude, but we can also get there. I was talking about the inner balance, right? And doing the speech for
heart math. Yeah.
We can also also get there through compassion and empathy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. So I can raise that number through gratitude, appreciation, but I can also, on a really rough day when I'm in the fetal position in the corner, I can raise the bar of coherence, which opens the heart through compassion, empathy, self-forgiveness, which allows the energy now to go down into my hips, into my instincts, intuition, where I trust myself and I know what I know, pre-thought, in the dark, blind faith. It's a real thing. And then what happens with coherence is it awakens the best of our brain and into those creative, abstract thinking, thoughts you never had before, which literally connect 0.1 hertz. Hertz or gigahertz is the vibration of the field, is the vibration of the earth, and can be our vibration. So we're literally connected and we can hear non-local intelligence, not just your own intuition, but the universe, God whispering to you in our body. This is what's totally possible when we do the inner work and we integrate our wounds in our heart. We become safer, stronger, more connected, more wise, more knowing of things we ought not to know. You can even hear grandma, whoever, from the other side of the dimensions, the other side of the veil, whispering. You can hear grandma.
Oh, totally.
Right? This is all possible, people. And then you bring this into a group together and you rise together. This is my jam. This is what I do.
This is your sweet spot, baby.
Yeah. And it's just so fulfilling. Yeah.
It is, right? And it's the focus of the transformation and the focus of being of service from a really anchored, grounded, authentic, genuine space, right?
Yeah, and a vulnerable space that I'm not perfect.
Right? No, heavens no, me neither. And I think that's a really important audience for you to hear from the both of us, and also to understand that we're walking the talk, right? And Alana, do you have another event coming up? I know you've got all your books and you've got your online. You were offering the quiz, which I will remind everybody in a minute, but I wanted to get, because we're talking so much about the container and I'm
going to be doing another masterclass around HeartMates, my app, where we become the one to find the one, to keep the one, because dating apps are designed to keep us single. But this is a partnering app where we partner with ourselves. We partner with each other as a community. You might meet somebody there, but you're going to become the one to meet somebody at the grocery store while practicing showing up and communicating with live conscious connection calls. So that app, just get on my newsletter list. Go to alanapratt.com, sign up for my newsletter. That's where my videos are that don't show up on YouTube. They're very personal.
And they're so good.
Oh,
they're
thanks, sweetie. So you actually comment. You always encourage me. Whenever
I love it. The sisters have got to stay together. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Get into my world, and there will be another HeartMates event probably December, January.
Okay. Newsletter, the quiz. What else? We've got just a couple minutes.
Well, Intimate Conversations is the podcast. The YouTube channel is my name, Alana Pratt. Instagram is my name. And just basically, I answer people's questions every single week.
Yep.
And so reach out. Let me know what's going on. Let's connect. And if this feels like a path for you, we can go deeper. But regardless, know that I've got your back. And your question matters because you matter. We're in this together. Yeah. And as I answer it, many people get served. So be willing to ask.
That is so important. That is so important what you just said. And to be brave, everybody, be brave. You are so worthy. And you have a big fat permission slip. Open that beautiful heart. We are here to love you, support you, take care of you. And of course, Alana and I will get you all that information on the websites, the links, the Instagrams, all that stuff for you. Thank you so much for jumping on today. And I love it. Everything happens for a reason. This is juicy, inspiring, loving. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. One last quick little thing. Do I have like 10 seconds? Yeah, just a little practice.
Yes.
If everyone could start there right now, or not if you're driving, but hand on the heart, hand on the belly or the yoni, or your balls, guys. And just make it a practice every morning and night. Hey, sweet thing, sweet body, Sweet soul, what have I not slowed down enough to hear you say? That is a very simple but profound practice to connect in out of your mind into the wisdom of your body and soul so that you can come into communion and an intimate relationship with yourself. That is more important first before you splay your heart wide open if it's still wounded, to have your own back so you feel safe on the inside. So just a little practice there.
Ah, love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, you guys, we're coming to, we're right there. We are right there. Miss Alana Banana. I got to keep reminding myself that in my head. Thank you. And thank to you. All the Canadians, the Australians, the Mexicanas, I love you guys. Podcast world, 6 stars because we deserve 6 stars. I love you guys. And until next time, till we meet again, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.